Target, nice mark. The young debutant in Sammy Collins takes the mark. Long one at the top of the square. Here comes McCartan. Couldn't take the mark, or did he? Yeah, he's got it. It is an absolute beauty. Will this be his first and their fourth? He stabs at it. Splits the middle of tone.
Dockers have it. Main gets the hand pass away. Now that's a snap better. By Tabiner. And that is a goal for Matt Tabiner for the Dockers.
Hill off the left boot, down towards the forward pocket. Pavlich works into the front, but he was held in the marking contest.
Looks it back. Looks pretty good.
Oh, that's a beautiful kick.
Fantastic. He's been missing him from in front, and now he's doing trick shots.
Wonder if they've got a little side bet going. Most possessions, most goals amongst the brothers.
I reckon they would have gone right with the young ladies too by the look of the two Weller boys, Hates and Drew.
I think this one particularly somehow.
I reckon they've got it covered nicely.
Tell a Weller woman with the way she wears her hair.
The Dockers have got a few fans here. You heard the booing for the non-free kick. Oh, and here's another one coming up. Nunes got a hand pass from Riewoldt. He was absolutely smashed to the ground by De Boer.
Into Walters.
Inside the...
Shocking kick off the side of the boot. Travels about 25 metres. An absolute horror show.
Yeah.
And the poor bloke on the end of it gets knocked off holding the ball.
Subin goes after it on the up. That was Bree. It went one way then and the other. Gave it a well around his body. Shepherds it home. Here come the Dockers. Can they take a mark or shepherd it through? They'll get a goal, the Dockers. They do.
14 seconds to go. So quick clearance out of the middle by either team. We'll have one last throw up the stumps before half-time.
Thanks to McIntosh and Sons, the stats. Neil's got 16, Hill with 15, Sheridan with 13. They lead the Fremantle Dockers, and here they come again out of the middle. Barlow keeps it low, kicks to the open wing. They trail by a point. They've been brilliant in this quarter. Crozier sees it over the line with Robinson. Two number 17s go at it, and we'll have a throw in left half forward for the Dockers as they approach the lock at end. 29 minutes gone in this second term. Parkwood Plumbing Centre scoreboard. 6-8 to 7-1. Quarter time, it was St Kilda by 16. And at half time, it is the Saints by 1. Very good second quarter by the Fremantle Dockers. And at half time, it is St Kilda by a point. 6-8 44 to the Dockers, 7-1 43.
A high ball to full forward, a chance for the Dockers. And the mark is hauled in.
It's a great mark.
Lockie Neal for the Dockers to lead for the first time. Lockie Neal steers it home.
Pierce. He wants a runner in Sheridan. That's where he'll go. He'll get to about 45 out. Have a ping at him. Is it coming back enough? It is. It's home. Walters approaches 50 metres. Goes one way, then the other. Got it to Tabiner. He can straighten up. 48 out. He drives it home. He drives it home. Dockers on fire. Brewster run onto it. Saints need an early goal. He picks it up. Round the body and misses. Tackled. A brilliant tackle by Dawson. Put him under the pump and he's missed.
Weller for St Kilda on the run. He kicks long to the goal square.
Riewoldt.
Offhand to Riewoldt, who suckers it through right on the line. Was it over or is it a goal to Rui?
There could be a review group, but I reckon it's a goal.
Nav Weller for the Saints. In front, 47 metres to goal. He breaks the deadlock and kicks the goal.
Montagna goes after the football. This umpire's going to blow the whistle. 45 out. Great contest.
You're going to explode, Curtis.
It's a good contest, Sage.
McCartan can't mark. Bruce Rhodes runs into the goal square and kicks it.
Here comes Pierce. Gets the 52 out. Long drop punt. Is Kavanagh going to mark you? Got Stands, it. Delivers, and hits the post.
Oh, no.
Because he tried to hurry it up. As you look around the commentary area, we've all got our hands on our heads. Docker supporters, we've got some problems. Near the boundary line. Can he keep it in under pressure? Big for Crozier has taken a screamer.
And a rare treat for St Kilda fans because they're going to win consecutive games for the first time this season. Well, a crowd of nearly 18,000 is sounding like 48,000 as St Kilda stormed all over the top of the Dockers to win 101-67.
I'm sure if they've got the St Kilda theme song here, well, hopefully we can get it. Here it comes for Autostrada Havel, C Drive, Believe, Teddington Road in Burswood.